وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. First of all, my beloved brothers, I would like to mention that I did not come prepared for any subject. As a matter of fact, this workshop was scheduled to be given and delivered by Brother Muhammad Sayyid Ali. But for one reason or another, he is not able to do it, so I was requested to conduct it. So I'm not prepared to say anything. Probably I just mentioned a few words, then we'll make it an open session of question and answer. So this is the situation. Since we are very close to the month of Ramadan, it is very important for us to be in the mindset to receive this blessed month of Ramadan. This is a very great month, and probably you've been talking about this subject in this workshop. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَثَلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي يَنْعِقُ بِمَا لَا يَسْمَعُ إِلَّا دُعَاءً وَنِدَاءً. This is a very beautiful example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us to show us how the kuffar receive the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is telling us that when you read Quran to the kafir, when you recite the Quran to the kafir, or call him to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and present to him your evidences, the only thing that the kafir can hear from you is the noise that you make. It is like what the animals hear from the shepherd. Like if there is a shepherd who has some animals, okay, and he is shouting so that they will discipline in or come to certain area, they hear the noise, they don't understand the words. He may say some words that have certain meaning, but they don't understand those meaning. This is the example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given about the kuffar. The reason I mention this example is that to draw your attention and to remind myself that sometimes our situation with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is like this. We sit, we hear, we don't really receive this information. It does not really penetrate to our heart and does not find that response from ourselves. And this is a real disease that we really need to pay attention. You find sometimes a speaker talk about something that is really significant. Like one time I was in the masjid and some brother was giving a reminder, and he was talking about death. And death is something that is very significant. Very significant. I mean, it is the end of the test of this life. What's more significant than this event? Yet, I looked at the faces of the people. People are absent. I just thought about my own self. I said, what's wrong with you, Matthias? Somebody is reminding you about death. And you are not shaking, you are not crying. Do men cry? Because sometimes a person say men do not cry. Well, we have our example in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was our role model, and he used to weep and cry for the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is important that people, when they hear the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be attentive, number one, and to respond to these words. Then I said, what is the problem in us? What is the problem we hear about death? Okay, what is the problem? Then I remembered that we have an enemy that is invisible, who is doing his job. That enemy is who? Shaitan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us this, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the guidance that is enough to lead us to paradise. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has fulfilled his mission, and he has given us enough evidences to show us that there is no right way except this way. Now the reminders come to us like this, for example. Shaitan is our enemy, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. Shaitan is your enemy, so take him as an enemy. Don't make him as a friend. And the enemy is, the enemy's objective is to destroy you. He is not there to entertain you. He is not there to make your life easy. He is not there to make you prosper and happy. Rather, his purpose is to destroy. This is the purpose of the enemy, and this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly told us that this is your enemy. So I remember the shaitan. I told myself, okay, the shaitan is working. So whenever somebody is reminding people about death, the shaitan will use his weapons. I said, yeah, death, yes, there is death, but it's not you, not today, not now. So he exclude you from being addressed by this. Okay? And he just try, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَشُبُّ الْمَرْءُ يَشِيهُ الْمَرْءُ وَتَشُبُّ مَعُهُ خَصْلَتَانِ الْحِرْصُ وَطُولُ الْأَمَلِ. He, طول الأمل means the hope that you are going to live long. So he will instill this hope that, okay, this is reality and it might strike anybody but not me. Because if we really, really think about it and know that we are going to die in few minutes or in few hours or in 2-3 days, wallahi, 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 our life will change. And this is the wisdom behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reminding us of this all the time, and instructing us to remind each other with this. Why? Because the remembrance that you are going to die must motivate you to grasp to everything that is good, to everything that would elevate your rank in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it must change your life. So ya akhwan, this is the problem, that we many times sit in the lectures, hears a lot of ayah, hear a lot of hadith, yet we are not responsive. Why? Because we allow the shaitan to work and to be successful in his work. And it is our duty and it is our mission to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this means that we should be in constant fight against the shaitan and against our own likes and dislikes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us for a purpose, and he was clear about this purpose. This purpose is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything that takes you away from this purpose is a waste, and the person is going to regret every moment that he wasted in something other than worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we are conscious of this purpose of life, we prosper. And when we are heedless regarding this purpose of life, we suffer misery in this life and the life to come. This is very simple and this is very known to all Muslims. Okay. There is a story in Musnad Imam Ahmad about the companions when they conquered Cyprus. It is an island, okay? And it used to belong to the Roman Empire. And the Muslims were victorious and they conquered the whole island. And in this day of happiness, when everybody was among the Muslims was celebrating this victory, Abu Darda was seen sitting, you see, away from the people and crying. And one of the people, he asked him, Abu Darda, are you crying in a day in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored the Muslims? And Abu Darda said, woe to you, woe to you. And he was thinking about the condition of the people and how humiliated they be if they abandon the command of Allah. And he told him, look at these people, how powerful they used to be, how prevalent they used to be, how strong they used to be, and when they abandoned the command of Allah, they became the lowest. And this is the rule, that when we abandon the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we be low in this life and the life to come. We will be deprived of the honor and the dignity that are exclusive to the true believers. So what I'm saying, that when we fulfill this mission, we are successful. We will enjoy both the life of this world and the hereafter. And this mission can be fulfilled not only by praying, fasting, which are, you see, some of the major obligations of Islam, but also by meeting our responsibility towards our ummah. Okay? There is individual responsibility. You are responsible about your own self, about your own family. Okay? You are also responsible about the ummah. You are going to be questioned. Every one of us should understand really what is the main cause of the humiliation, of the disgrace that this ummah is suffering from, and how we can be back to how can be back to unity and honor and dignity. We have to work to change this status or this situation. Many of us focus on one thing and forget the other things, even though, you see, praying properly and meeting this obligation is part of the solution, but you have also to call others to the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the problem of this ummah? What is the problem of this ummah? It's part of this problem of the ummah. I'm going to say something and it may offend you, but inshallah, if you be patient with me, I'll bribe you inshallah after that. I say, you are the problem of the ummah. I am the problem of this ummah. Every one of us is the problem of this ummah. And the bribe is that we are also the solution. I am the solution, you are the solution. Every one of us here is the solution of the problems of the ummah. Ummat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, the key is in our hands. And sometimes you look, you see, what can we do? What can Salim do? What can I do? I mean, we are just few individuals. I say the numbers, wallahi, do not count. Wallahi, ya akhwan, by Allah, if you, how many of you now, you, even though you are few in number, have decided to really commit yourself to the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wallahi, you will change the whole energy. I mean, people don't know that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Mecca to Medina after 13 years of da'wah, how many followers he used to have? Do you know? 100 million? How many? they don't exceed 70. 70 followers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 70 to 100 after 13 years of da'wah. But every one of them was a leader. First of all, I was a soldier, then he was a leader. Because the best leader is the best soldier. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised real people. And every one of them was able. See Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Even you see Aisha, the most beloved wife to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he orders that he lead the prayer, oh, Abu Bakr is, he cries, he weeps in the prayer. Why should he lead the prayer? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let Abu Bakr lead the people at the prayer. You see? So he was, yani, when he is weak, in a sense that he was very thin, okay, and you see him very sorry when he's reading the Quran, crying all the time. What could this person do? I mean, it was the leadership of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which united this ummah and laid the foundation of the strongest nation upon the first surface of the earth. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died, there were internal problems and external problems. And the Romans and whatever, you see, Kuffar used to be in the northern front of the Muslims. See, now Muslims are finished. Their leader died. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, in this time, very critical time, he insisted to send three armies, not one army. Okay? Three armies. To the external enemies and to the internal enemies who turned their backs on the religion of Islam. And he was successful. And he has really gathered the ummah and preserved the unity of the ummah and made them return to the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam after a great disaster was about to take place. You know how big a disaster it is when Umar ibn al-Khattab stands in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, whoever going to say that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam dies, I'm going to chop his head. This is Umar ibn al-Khattab. Umar ibn al-Khattab. And this shows the love. And this has a positive, which shows a positive side during, in the life of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was everything in the minds and the hearts of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. So when he died, they felt, you see, lost. And the great vacuum suddenly is there in their society, in their community, which led someone so stable and so intelligent, so bright, so knowledgeable like Umar ibn al-Khattab to say that whoever will say that Umar that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm going to chop his head off. Now imagine what would have happened had people really believed this and lacked the true leadership. Abu Bakr stood and started speaking while Umar was speaking, and people turned automatically to Abu Bakr because the order in their mind is right, not like some people nowadays. The order is right. Abu Bakr, Umar. And he said that famous statement that whoever is worshipping Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad died. And whoever is worshipping Allah, Allah never dies. And people came back, including Umar, came back to their senses. And you see, this person's position really united the ummah. This is the fruit and the product of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's education and training and tarbiyah and tazkiyah. So the point again, I'm going back to the point that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam trained some people. Not necessarily great in number, but they have and they possess great qualities. And this is what we need to focus. Don't look, you see, I know this from my community.
I know like a large community like my community. If you really want to see how many people really work in this community, you find that there are a few, 4, 5. So it is, don't belittle your number or yourself. You can change all America if you want. If you really want to commit dedication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and really change yourself. Because the basis of falah is to correct your own selves, to correct your own self, to change your own self, and to call other people to righteousness, to be righteous in yourself and to call other people righteousness. And this is clearly stated in Surah Al-Asr. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. By the time all mankind are in the state of loss except those who believe. Now before we go the exception, you need to imagine that everyone is a loser. Everyone is in miserable situation with the exception of the Pharaoh. آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات, believe and work righteous, وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر, advise one another regarding following the truth which is in the book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and صبر وتواصوا بالصبر, advise one another to be patient. So we are talking about two things, صلاح and إصلاح, to be righteous yourself. And this is not enough to be saved, rather to save yourself, to be righteous yourself, and also to call people to righteousness, to call people to the haqq. So it is to follow the straight path and be patient, because sometimes it's to follow the straight path, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that حفت الجنة بالمكاره, that Jannah is paved by hardships. So sometimes the people cannot face all these obstacles in the straight path, so they tend to deviate. This is why there is a need for وتواصل بالصبر, to advise one another to be patient, to be steadfast, to endure while we are following the straight path. So brothers, the solution in our hand. If we go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be there for our help. Allah never fail to support His righteous servants. And we are before a very great opportunity to open our hearts and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and commit ourselves to the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the real sense. Because you see, we are hearing a lot of lectures, we are hearing a lot of ayat and ahadith. Now we need to open our hearts for these ayat and ahadith and not be like the kuffar, you see, who only hear the noise and the sound. They don't hear the meaning of this ayat and they don't comprehend the meaning of this ayat. This is a reminder for myself first and for my brother inshallah, to take this opportunity of the arrival of the month of Ramadan and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and know that when you decide to commit yourself, Allah azza wa jal will not leave you alone. Allah will guide you, Allah will take care of you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shakur, meaning grateful meaning being grateful entails that He rewards His worker. So before you finish your work, Allah rewards you inshallah and make you inshallah help you to follow the straight path. This is a brief reminder, and I'll inshallah leave it open for you if you have questions and answers, and jazakumullah khair. Of course, yes, this is this surah. Imam Shafi'i said, Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said that had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this single surah, it would have enough for the guidance or for the guidance of people. This includes the whole formula of success, which include tazkiyah, okay? Because tazkiyah, how can we elevate in the ranks of iman? How? By amal. By amal. Amal amanu wa amal salihat. By amal, according to the haqq, wa tawasaw bil haqq. Amal, according to the ilm, okay, which is the haqq, which is whatever in the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the form of tazkiyah. Tazkiyah. To know the truth. And it is impossible for, you see, us to apply the Islam, whole Islam, overnight. Rather, every one of us should commit himself to apply whatever rule he learns. Okay? And if you do that, you'll be among the best people and most righteous people. Okay? If you commit yourself that whenever you hear that this is halal, to abide by it, or this is haram, to abide by it, then this is how you can elevate and make this, inshallah, and purify yourself. Now, of course, you see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ولو أنهم فعلوا ما يعظون به لكان خيرا لهم وأشد تثبيتا وإذا لهديناهم صراطا مستقيما ولو أنهم فعلوا ما يعظون به لكان خيرا لهم وأشد تثبيتا وإذا لآتيناهم من لدنا أجرا عظيما ولهديناهم صراطا مستقيما. Had they acted upon that which they were admonished to do, this would have been better for them and more firm, and it make you more firm upon, you see, the sirat or your way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذًا لَآتَيْنَاهُمْ مِنْ لَدُنَّ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. And you see, as a result for what, for acting upon their knowledge or whatever they are reminded to do, we would give them great reward and we will guide them to the straight path. So we draw to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, draw closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you see a span, yani, like, you see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will draw to you this much. As it is in the hadith. When you just come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will come in a faster pace to you. This is in the hadith, sahih. So this is, yani, inshaAllah, the answer of Allah ta'ala. This is two problems, right? Problem of pictures. What do you mean by this? It's hanging of dead people? Okay, so that they will remember them? Okay, your family, what do you mean by your family? Is it your wife and children or your father and mother? Okay, so you are not in charge in that house. It's your father who is in charge in that house. Okay, is he a Muslim? He is not a Muslim. Okay, are you able to be independent from your father? Okay, in this case, you see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Fear Allah or be conscious of Allah or practice as much as you can. And you need to constantly remind your father, not about the picture, rather about his Islam. You need to always try your best, because this is your goal for him to be a Muslim. an easy Muslim, the power of the pictures will become very easy. But if he is not a Muslim, you are going to have a hard. The raw material of da'wah is everywhere. Right? And this is what's important. So, I cannot give you an answer for your question. Because this depends on exactly knowing who is this person. I know that I heard the name of this person, but I really don't know him, and it's not fair for me to say anything about him or about his program without understanding. Okay? But, and you need to, whenever you have an opportunity, even when you have your brother who is following the same thing, if you see something wrong, you need to correct it in the best way. In the best way, using the best manner. Okay, so your life, whole life should be in this. To call people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you find a non-Muslim, you call him to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A Muslim who is away from the masjid, you call him to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? A Muslim who is in the masjid, but still he has some bad practices, you call him to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to your ability and the best of your knowledge. Inshallah, that's it. Jazakumullah khairan. Subhanakallah bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.